one more storyteller. This dude has been around all 7 years of the show. He is a great friend to us. He works for the Chicago Public Library out there fighting the good fight. I know a lot of us out here care about things like literacy and helping the young people of Chicago, and he does that tirelessly. He's also a really great storyteller. Please put your hands together for the excellent Christopher Crotwell.
Everybody's puked on somebody. I worked my way through college in a small health food store in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The wellness industry, I think as most of you know, is not necessarily the most up and up shit all of the time. It was owned by a nice divorced couple who used to be legit hippies, but they got a little older, they had kids, they made a little money, you know, joined a golf club. It happens, unfortunately. And we sold all the regular health food shit, but supplements are really what move things off the shelves, and we had some crazy stuff, you know. The ludicrous things like detoxifying Kenoki foot pads and Sunny's number 7, which people were convinced would help them pass a drug test, but it's just a jar of fucking dirt. It's just people just drinking $15 dirt. But the most egregious shit that we had in the store was a product called Miracle 2 soap. And I don't know if any of you have ever seen Miracle 2 soap before, but it was created by a man named Clayton Teddington in Louisiana in the 1980s. And he apparently had been having some conversations with the Lord. And after some of those conversations, a magic combination of minerals and other ingredients was splashed onto his wall, and it became his life's mission to spread the good word about this magical formula that God had given him. Now, here are the ingredients. The first ingredient is electrically engineered alloptic energy, which is a combination of electrical and optical fucking energy, which doesn't mean anything. The second ingredient is prayer, and the rest of the ingredients are, surprise, just the ingredients to fucking soap. So it's soap, and it's $15 a bottle soap. Which, it's weird that after his conversation with God, God was like, don't sell that shit for less than 15 bucks. This is my glory we're giving to humanity. I have here, I printed the 10-page pamphlet for the uses of Miracle 2 soap, and I just want to hit a couple highlights, right? So it's soap. So the first couple things they talk about, oven cleansing, spot cleaning, spots on clothes, wax stripper. Right? That all makes sense. Insects, fire ants, fleas, and ticks. Then it gets to the section, which is 9 of the 10 pages, that are based on testimonials. What that means is you can say whatever you goddamned want. So here we go through a couple. It starts off with aches and pains, acne problems, AIDS. Yeah. Bronchitis, burns, cuts, and scratches, cancer. Common cold, denture hotspots, fingernail fungus, Gulf War syndrome. Right, so here's the thing. Like, everybody that bought that was dumb as a sack of hammers, right? And it is fine to understand that about them. But since I moved to Chicago from Alabama, I have been in the occasionally and often unenviable position of defending the great people of my home state. In the United States, we often think that poor people are a special kind of stupid, right? One that's split out from all of the rest of the kinds of stupid. We think that this is a meritocracy, right? But that's a joke. And I think there are better people to make fun of. Punching up is important. Have any of you ever been on Goop? Goop is a website that Gwyneth Paltrow runs, and she is the preeminent huckster of our time. And the people buying her shit aren't poor folks, right? For instance, a $55 piece of rose quartz that you shove up your vagina. $55 crotch rock. It is not a poor lady in Winston County, Alabama, buying that. By the way, Alabama has some of the most severe extant poverty in the industrialized world, you know? So, again, maybe these aren't the people to be punching at. Here's the thing. $80 rose quartz bottle that gives your water better energy. But the worst thing, the most egregious thing I've seen anyone sell in my entire adult life is live raw water. It's just dirty goddamned water. Right? And here's the thing. Like, in a lot of counties in Alabama, that's just called water. And every time you drink it, there's a statistically significant chance that you will shit until you die. In a lot of the world, that's what water is. But some dude named Bryce is buying it to take back to his tech incubator, and isn't that a better person to make fun of? Right? That's the dude that you fucking poke at. Everybody's stupid. You swing a cat at this con, you're gonna hit someone absolutely catatonically dumb. But that is across demographics. Right? That is across demographics. And all I want to leave everybody with is that here's the thing. We're going to be living together through late stage capitalism for a while. And punching up is important.
Chris Crotwell, the master of this.